News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today is a big day across the water. We've got the state opening of Parliament and the King's speech. And of course, later on in the day, Simon Harris will be journeying to Chequers to have dinner with the new British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer. Joining me on the line is Enda Brady, TRT World presenter. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Great to speak to you again.
Now, this is a great parliamentary set piece that goes way back in time.
Oh, centuries old, yes. So it's all about pomp, pageantry and politics. And what you will see in less than 2 hours' time is King Charles arriving in Parliament to deliver the King's speech. Now, he has not written this. This is written by government and he must remain politically neutral. So if you listen to his tone of voice, he will have obviously watched his mother do this for decades and decades. The monarch sounds quite flat, politically neutral. And it's basically the government spelling out and setting out its agenda for the next parliamentary year. And Starmer has been very busy already.
What sort of things is the King required to utter today on behalf of the Labour Party?
So he is setting out everything they intend to deliver in the next 12 months. There are 35 separate pieces of legislation, lots of new bills, some that basically were hangovers from the Conservative government that Starmer has decided are worth keeping, which is like the ban on buying cigarettes. That's going to be kept. Others will be lots of new legislation that Labour, having only been in less than 2 weeks, they will have been working on this for months and months behind the scenes. And the King will set out everything that the Starmer government has ambitions to achieve in the next year. But the key focus today is on economic growth. That is what Starmer set out in his manifesto and what he says he will deliver. And the phrase he's using in interviews today is that he wants to take the brakes off Britain.
Now, the King himself, he'll probably be wearing all sorts of regalia. And meantime, you've got all the Lords and all the MPs gathered together in the Lords' chamber. It's going to be very hot and sticky.
It is. It is. It's going to be about 22 Celsius in central London today. And there's no aircon in those rooms either, having been in them. So it's going to be a sticky all day. But look, Charles is still undergoing his treatment for cancer. He will want to get this done as quickly and as efficiently as possible. But it's a long day. He will parade in the carriage from Buckingham Palace up to Parliament, get in. He'll probably start talking just after 11:30. And he will want to blitz through this as quickly as possible, I would imagine, and get back to Clarence House and just relax. But there's a lot in there today, as I say, 35 bills. And the main headlines are about housing and transport infrastructure.
It's also, there's a touch, given the chamber it's being held in, of turkeys and Christmas, because the Lords is going to be revamped. So some of those people assembled there may not be there for long.
Yes, this is a key Labour pledge as well. Look, they've been wanting to do this for a very long time, Labour. Shrink down the House of Lords. People see it as a kind of outdated, very archaic institution. One thing that Starmer definitely wants to do is bring in a mandatory retirement age of 80. There currently isn't one, which is why if you've ever been unfortunate enough to watch any coverage of the Lords on TV, it's not infrequent to see old men falling asleep. You do wonder if they even know where they are, some of these old fellas. Starmer wants to make it so that there is a mandatory retirement age of 80 and hereditary peers will not be allowed to vote on significant legislation. So, you know, it's part of the British political establishment and the system. It's been around for 500,000 and Starmer wants to give it a really good kick up the backside.
But he can't get rid of the hereditary peers, can he? He can't strip those rights from them.
He can't get rid of them, but he can stop them from voting on key legislation. That's certainly one thing he wants to look at.
Now, any time I have happened upon coverage of the House of Lords, the chamber is frequently almost empty, even though there are 1,000 people or so who are entitled to attend.
Precisely. The thing that's always struck me any time I've been in Parliament is how busy the bars are and the restaurants. And there can be key legislation getting discussed and debated. And the chambers are, as you say, not just extremely sparse, virtually empty. But there's a good old time being had in very subsidised restaurants. That's perhaps something else that Starmer and his Labour government may have a look at over the next 5 years.
Now, speaking of refreshment and entertainment and so on, it seems that Keir Starmer is going to entertain Simon Harris at Chequers. Now, that's kind of interesting because there's a symbolism about being invited to one of the homes of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, this is a big deal, actually. Look, for months and months behind the scenes, talking to Labour people, they've been really, really focused on rebuilding relationships. And there's almost, they were almost apologetic when you speak to them about the state of relations between the UK and Ireland over the last 14 years, the last since Brexit in particular. So he has been reaching out to the French and the nearest neighbours, Ireland, of course. So this is a big deal. And look, two new leaders, you've got a relatively new Taoiseach and Starmer having just won the election just, what, 12 days ago or so. They'll be wanting to get to know each other. Starmer is hitting the ground running very, very fastly. You know, he was the first world leader to get a phone call with Trump after the failed assassination attempt the other night. That was seen as a big coup in London and in Labour circles. He has spent time with Macron privately behind the scenes, and now he will be looking to see what kind of a guy Simon Harris is and what sort of relationship they can have. So on the face of it, it's very, very positive, but I think you will see a government far more interested in actually shaking hands and meaning it than anything we've seen under Sunak. You know, you just couldn't describe how bad it has been for years here.
Yeah, and Hilary Benn, well acquainted with Irish affairs.
Yes, because of his dad. His dad was, I wouldn't use the word a Republican, but I had many, many conversations with his late father, Tony Benn, over the years.
Who was, if you remember, Sir Anthony Wedgwood Benn, who then threw off the shackles of his title.
Yes, he did. Yeah, very, very grounded guy, hugely well up on Irish history, could probably have given classes in Irish history. That was how well acquainted he was with Ireland, north, south, east, west, our culture, our heritage, our history. So Hilary Benn comes from very good stock in terms of understanding Ireland. And I think, you know, it's very interesting that Labour have put him in as Secretary for the North of Ireland.
Question, I don't know whether you heard the comments from J.D. Vance, who's now the vice presidential nominee of Donald Trump, talking about the first Islamist state with nuclear, with the bomb, basically, is Britain since Labour came to power.
Yeah. Oh, look, Pat, people are beyond shocked at what he said. It's absolutely not right. And I think he's playing to a domestic audience there. That was most people's reading of it. But the problem is, should Donald Trump win the election in November, Britain is then left with a situation where they've really got to make friends with this vice president, because if anything happens to Trump, he then becomes the man.
Now, finally, I should ask you about jobs for the boys and the girls, given the huge numbers of Labour MPs and relatively few opportunities, I suppose, to get to cabinet or other ministerial office.
Sorry, Pat, the line broke out. Just
that's just the question of so few jobs for so many Labour MPs. Is that a problem? Because you can get disaffection from those who did not get preferment.
Yeah, do you know what? He's got 412 MPs in total, Pat. So look, only so many people can sit, what, two dozen odd sit around the cabinet table. I think a lot of the intake are new, they're fresh, it's very exciting. I think this might be an issue maybe 2 years down the line if people haven't seen career progression. But look, the Labour project is very much about not just serving one term, they want to keep going. And I think Starmer will be ramming that home every single opportunity to people. But he's got very bright people around the table. He's got the first female chancellor. She's ex-Bank of England, Rachel Reeves. There's a lot of work to be done. As you speak to any Labour people now in London, and they will tell you, look, we've a lot of work to do. And a phrase was used the other day to me, a mountain of mess to sort out.
OK, and no mention of Brexit at all.
No, it's stunning. I mean, it's someone said to me the other day, it's the smelly elephant in the room. It's not going away. It's still there. But make a little prediction here and now, Pat.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, if Labour win the next UK election in 2029, at some point in that parliamentary term, there will be a referendum on Britain rejoining. You heard
well,
it from me.
We'll hold you to it. Enda Brady, TRT World presenter, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.